Hello and welcome to the Regarding ID podcast. I'm your host today, Ryan Klein. Today we're going to talk about YubiKey. The YubiKey is a new authentication solution that is a one-time password generator that's small, it only has one button on it, and it doesn't have any display on it. You simply take the YubiKey, plug it into your USB reader, it recognizes it as a keyboard, you hit the one button on it, and it authenticates you because it has a unique identifier as well as a one-time password generator that you use instead of having to, you know, hit a button, look at the screen, and then enter that onto your computer. And today I have with me Stina Ehrensvart, the YubiKey CEO and founder and also inventor of the YubiKey. Stina, how about you tell me a little bit more on how the YubiKey compares with other hardware devices in terms of security, ease of use, and cost?
Okay. If we compare it with smart cards are extremely secure, but they are a mad dream to mass deploy because they require readers and client software install. And if you're going to go for Web 2.0 applications where all people sit on different computers and platforms and you know, it's not possible to make that scalable. It's very costly, and it requires massive support. If you compare the YubiKey with the ordinary authentication, or like, you know, the classic authentication solutions for one-time passcodes, these solutions, they require you to move the passcode from the device to the computer, which is very time consuming. They're also very clumsy and quite expensive, and they have not scaled into mass market applications yet.
Well, I assume too there that you can run into error as well, you know, when you're transferring it from your device onto the computer.
Yeah, you have a time frame of half a minute where you need to, you know, put the right code in, and if you don't put the right code in, you mess things up. So this is an automatic device. You just plug it in, press the button, and you got the code. And every time you press the button, there's a new code. You don't have to think of doing it. Just, you know, you just need your finger once, a click. Then you also can combine it with a passcode or a PIN to make it more secure. But I think actually these hardware authentication tokens, the smart cards, authentication tokens, and also mobile phones, which I think are quite interesting because, you know, you can have a mobile phone and you can have a passcode generated by mobile phone, and then you don't have to mass deploy. You don't have to deploy phones. Right. Most people have phones, but they have the same problems as the others. You have to move the code from the phone, and you have to be tied to the ISP, you know, the phone, the people running the phone, on your phone bill. So it's not, you know, it's very tied to the telcos. Mm-hmm. But I think actually our biggest competitor is not the hardware. Our biggest competitor is the legacy login, you know, username and password. All these applications on the web that, you know, rely on this not secure solution, and that's our market.
Okay.
To go there.
and then the one other question I was having on that was that how about the cost? How does that compare with other tokens of one-time password generators that we may be familiar with?
In mass volume, we will manufacture these at the fourth of the cost of any of those tokens.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have the room to give very good cost, good price compared. I mean, because we can make it cheaper, we can sell them cheaper. And then also we have our business model, you know, building everything in open source. And if you build things on open source, people do things themselves.
Mm-hmm.
We see that this is the way to make it really affordable, because people can, they're not tied into clumsy, expensive licensing models, and you encourage people, entrepreneurship and creativity, to do what they want to do, and they feel that they can make money on it. So
right.
This is what we do now. Since we released our code 1 month ago, we've gone from a 10-digit number to almost 500 new customers.
Wow.
In 1 month. And it's because of the open source. Because everyone who's, you know, got a key, downloaded out the software, they feel, you know, they could do their thing with it.
Right.
And we will not tie them up. You know, they get a key and that's it. And you know, we're not going to come back 5 years later and say, hey, you have to buy a new one, or, you know, you know, it's, I think that's the only way to make it really affordable and scalable. It's, you know, have a low cost token. It has to be simple, and it has to be secure enough. Compared to smart cards, the YubiKey is not. I mean, there are smart cards that are more secure, but, you know, so Pentagon would not use YubiKey, but it's more secure than the standard authentication tokens out there, because of there's no time delay between the code is pressed and when it reaches the computer. So there's no one who can, you know, in terms of phishing, the problem with phishing is that someone can, you know, sneak in and take things if there's a time delay. And this is real time, so it's very difficult for anyone to, you know, go in and grab the password on the fly.
Now, can one YubiKey be used for multiple services, or can only be registered, you know, to one application?
It's I mean, we support every initiative in this field of open identity. We have now support for OpenID. We're working on Oath and SAML, which are two other initiatives. Mm-hmm. And we have a partner who we're working close together with called Mesh Life. And Mesh Life is a password manager service where you can collect all your internet activities into one key. You know, your Gmails, your blogs, calendars, you know, every daily internet activity is just on one key. So they're, you know, they're either the open identity initiative, the big ones, or these kind of services that will allow one YubiKey to be used for a lot of things.
Okay. And then kind of in that same direction then, what exactly is YubiKo searching for markets to, you know, go into? Are you guys looking into government applications, or are you looking more into end user stuff with Web 2.0?
Our main target is the mass market of Web 2.0 applications. But we do not decide where people will use our YubiKey. So far, we have customers working on VPN solutions for government, for payment, for healthcare. There's a whole range. But
that's the beauty, right, of the open source.
Yeah. I mean, the YubiKey is best for web applications because of its ease of use.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you sit in a closed corporate environment, it's easier to deploy readers, it's easier to deploy software. But, you know, when you send out things to, you know, people you never met, the non-client software is a big strength.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most beautiful applications that we're now working with the customers that we will tell the world in a few weeks to come, is healthcare records online. You know, in U.S., you know, the healthcare records are moving online.
Right.
And you wouldn't want to have your healthcare records, you know, stolen by someone, I guess. It's quite personal, where you've gone to a hospital or wherever. Mm-hmm. So I think that is a perfect application for the YubiKey. Where you need security, ease of use, and, you know, mass deployment.
Now, if somebody were interested in going about implementing or using the YubiKey, possibly with Mashed Life or with their own application that they want to write, how would somebody get in touch with you guys and purchase a YubiKey?
We would invite anyone who's interested to go to our website, www.yubico.com. And under products, we have a web shop where you can order your YubiKeys in, you know, from one to, from now, we can up to 100, but eventually we will sell up to 1,000 YubiKeys on the web shop. And then you go to download the code, you wait for your YubiKey to arrive, it will come in a couple of weeks, and you're ready to go. That's it. And those customers who buy a lot of YubiKeys that get a good price, And the ones who want to bundle these with their own services, you know, we're happy to do that. We do not currently work with distributors, but with value-added resellers who, you know, put these into other kind of products or services.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then lastly, what is Yubico's long-term vision for the market?
I have a passion for the internet. I think the internet is one of the most beautiful creations that mankind have ever, you know, designed. And I think it would be a shame if this would fail because of fraudsters. So simple and secure internet identification is crucial for its future, you know, opportunities and to grow with its full potential. So Yubico's vision and mission is to, you know, provide millions of these and make them even more affordable than what they are today. Mm. And just get them out all over the world to every little corner, including the little guys and countries with small IT budgets. Because we believe that with open source, they could build their own internet-based government and healthcare and e-voting and e-commerce systems, you know, at the fraction of cost of any current technology today. And that would be very disruptive and cool.
Well, that sounds great. Stina, thank you for taking the time out and talking with me. We've been speaking with Stina Ehrensvart, the Yubico CEO, founder, and co-inventor of the YubiKey, you know, one of these small little devices that'll authenticate you on almost any Web 2.0 application out there.